Oyma Allah, he could say back to the nigza like, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. Listen, here's your chametz, take it back. And I'm not going to pay anything. So Rashi says, Harei Shalach Lefanecha, Be'ein K'mayshu, the way it is right now. Even though you stole chametz that was mutatit, and you're returning now chametz that's asatit. So Rashi says, the hezek shena niku. It's called hezek shena niku. That's not called hezek. Therefore, you have a right to say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. Now, what's the question? Why over here, this chametz, kivon the mati din isura, as soon as it becomes the beginning of Pesach, or shei shoyis, yefta chatzoyis, a very Pesach, that the chametz is also bano, so vada miyayish. For sure, the owner was already miyayish from it. He doesn't want it back. He gives up hope. Like it's supposed to be burnt up already. Vada miyayish. Says so, v'yi saka daitach, yish konif, you tell me now by gzela, when the owner is miyayish, so the ganif is konif, it's his. And he only has to pay back money. If so, why could the ganif tell to the nigzel, like, here's your object back, here's your chametz? L'chur, if your corner is yours, so now you can't return this anymore. If so, then you have a chiyuv to pay back the money. So you have to pay back good money. You can't pay back this chametz that's also bano. So since it says here clearly you can pay back with chametz, it's a raya that the chametz is no kinyan yiyush by a gzela. Omalei, so Rabbi said back, Kiamina no. When did I say my case? When do I say Yish is kono? Only Zem is Yayish with their right to likness. Havad, I only said it if the Ganef himself wants to be kindred. Like if the owner is Miyayish, and now the Ganef has it, if he wants to be Miyayish, if he wants to be kindred, he has a right to be kindred to keep it. That's all I said. That if he wants to, he can be kindred. But hi, over here, this Ganef has stole it before Pesach. Zem is Yayish, v'zeh in the right to liknois. Avada, this Ganef doesn't want to be kind to the chametz. What does he need the chametz for? Sasa bano. He has no use with the chametz. So Avada, the gazlan here, does not want to be kind to the chametz. Therefore here, Yish doesn't help. Yish doesn't give it to him by force. It's only like Yish is the pshat. You have permission now to be kind to it. So if you want to, yes. If you don't want to, you don't want to. Therefore it's not a kashan rabba. Look at this now. Eisvei abayi the rabba. So good, so abayi is the kashan to rabba. Again, the rabbi at the top, it says that there is a kinyan yish by gezel. Now the kasha, it says, v'dash in the posik, korbonoi v'loi ha-gozel. When you bring a korban, it has to be yours, and that's from a stolen, you can't bring a stolen animal for korban. The Rashi says, imoyla korbonoi v'loi ha-gozel, the gozel lav l'rotzonos, you can't bring a stolen animal for korban oyla. Now, hechidon, what are we talking about over here? Elay melifnei yish, if you say you stole the animal and the bailam was not miyayish yet, so lomli krov, what do we need a posik for? You can't bring it for korban. Pshita, you can't be makdishin, it's not yours. We always say, my base of Rishusoy, it has to belong to you. Here you can't be makdish, a stolen animal. Pshita, it's not a korban. El alavon, we're talking about liyacha yish, that the owner was miyayish. So therefore, tak, it is the gazlins. Shemamina yish lakonis, says, so I have a right here, that yish is not kon, even after the bailam is miyayish. That's what the pasuk is teaching me, that it doesn't become the ganif. He cannot use it for korban. So here's the proof to say that yish is not kon. Omale Rabba says back no, or Rabba says back no. For the time, according to your time, hold the time, that's what we learned. Mishkovoi v'loi ha-gozel. Mishkovoi v'loi ha-gozel. Gabi Zavra, she says, Mishkovoi means Isha she'yiga b'mishkovoi. Xeris ha-kosov lo yitzias ha-mishkov ha-gozel. That if a Zav, if he sits on a stolen bed, there doesn't come an avatum l'tam yodam. So hey, what's the case talking about over there? Ilay with the gozel imro v'yavdi moshkev, if you sold wool and you made it into a blanket. Who holds that shino is not koino? Of course now it's the Zavs. So of course when he sits on it right now, it should have a tumah Zav. No, he stole the blanket from his friend. So I'll tell you, and that's the case that the Zav doesn't make a tummy. So also by the parsha of Korban is talking about the gozal Korban the Chavri. Maybe you need the pasuk in a case where you stole your friend's Korban Eila. And Echnami, if you steal an animal, and then the Bailam is Miyayish, you could be Makdashit, could be Kosher for Korban, according to Rabbah. Because Yish is Kana. That the Midash in the Pasuk, you can't bring a Korban Agozel for Korban, means if you stole the Korban, if your friend was Makdash a Korban for Korban Eilo, and you went and stole it, that's where you can't bring it for Korban. But Echnami, would be Kosher and Rabbah, could be Yish is Kana by Gezel. Alright, turn over. Eisvei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. So Abaye asked the kasha to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the one that says there's no kinyan yiyush by a ganef. Once you steal it, you have a chiyav heshev as a gzela, it can never go off, even though the bialim was miyayish. So the kasha, it says, Oyrois shel balabayis. If you have skin that belongs to the balabos, private skin. So machshavim etamosim. If you have machshavim to leave it the way it is right now, so it's makabel tum, it's called like a kli. But like this, the skin, if you have planned to make it into something, to make it into to shoes or something, so before you made it to what you want, it's not called the kli yet, it's not makabel tum. But once you have machshavim to leave it alone, to leave it, the skin the way it is, so etamosim becomes tum right away. Vishal avdon, someone that has it to sell it, not private, ain't machshavim etamosim, even though he has machshavim to leave it now, that's not enough. Because most probably it's made to sell, and people that buy it are going to use it to make things, to make shoes out of it. So therefore, the fact you want to use it, leave it right now, that means nothing. Shel ganef, what about if you steal skin? Halacha is machshava metamosan. Then yes, if you have machshava to leave it the way it is right now, so then it becomes tamei. So you see, there is a kinyan for a ganef. That's why it's like his, that's why if he has machshava to leave the skin the way it is right now, it's makabel tumah. Shel gazlin, let's say though the skin a gazlin took it, then ain't machshava metamosin. Then machshava doesn't help, because a gazlin, then yish doesn't help. A gazlin means you went in force and took it away from the owner, so the owner knows who you are, therefore the owner won't be miyayish. Only by ganef do we say stam bailam is yish, because the bailam doesn't know who took it. But a gazlin that he knows who took it is not miyayish. So therefore by gazlin, machshava doesn't help. Rabbi Shimon Aymano Chilifatavarim, just the opposite. Shel gazlin machshavim etamosim. Their tanka yish does help. Because since the guy was so strong and you couldn't stop him now, most probably you don't think you get it back from him anymore. Mashenke v'shel ganef ein machshavim etamosim. But by ganef then fakir, then the bailam was not miyayish. L'fishlo nishayishu abailim. Because the bailam was not miyayish, because it's only a ganef, maybe I'll catch him yet. But I call upon him shemamin yish kona. Here it's a good proof that when the bailam is miyayish, then the ganef or gazlin is kona. So only yishel is the bailam miyayish or not. But when the bailam is miyayish, then the gazlin is kona this oiran, and therefore it's like his skin, and therefore if he has machshava to leave the skin the way it is, to use it the way it is, so it is makabel tumah. So you see clearly a gazlin has a kinyan yish, it becomes his. Or Malayas, he answered back to Yosef like this, no. Hocha b'mayaskina kagoin she'akitzon. Here we're talking about right now that they cut it. If he cut it to size, so that's a maisa. So Rashi says, the ika tarti, the two things were done here. Shinu maisa v'yish. Oliyerlam shinu greda lakoni. That avadi's masking, if the owner was miyayish, and you take the chepet, you do a shinu maisa to it, you cut the skin to pieces, or you cut it to a form. So pshita, since you did a maisa, then avadi yish and shinu maisa together is kind of like zela. Rabbi Yosef only says that yish by itself, without shinu maisa, doesn't help by a ganef. But if the ganav makes a shinu maisa, then for sure he's kodim. Yeah. So he speaks out, the Chur, the Kashri, that this is called a good maisa, so shinu maisa by itself is good. What do you need yish for? So he says, Umoy le mayish, avalachudin le koni, but by itself, this maisa is not enough. The lav shinu maisa, it's not a real shinu maisa. You took the skin, you didn't really do something to it. You just cut it down to size, but it's still the same skin. So it's called a ksas maisa. Therefore, with the yish, it's takakona. But without the yish, the shinu maisa by itself would not have a kinyan yish. Rakoparam is not a kash on Rabbi Yosef. Here there's a kinyan yish because you have a shinu maisa with it. So this Gemara says, Maskevlo Rabba Barbachona, Vahaloi, Itzvah Shanukan. We learned about an Itzvah here. Itzvah Rashi says, Shechoshvalel Itzvah means to make a tablecloth out of it. Shoichlanolo, Vokain Shukhanu. That we're talking about now, you had in Das to make this this skin for like a tablecloth. Itzvah shonakan. The yitzvah is tzricha kitzua. And when you want to use it like for a table, you don't have to cut it. So we're talking about here, you did not cut the skin. And still we say, when the gazlan has this in mind, it's called he's conner it, and it's called metab kabel tumah. So tonight we learn like this. Kol mokem shein chasar malacha machshav metab osay. Whenever you don't have to do a maisa, then machshava helps. Yesh chaser malach, we still have to do something to fix it up. Ain machshava matamosan. Chutz min itzvah, except when you want to make a tablecloth out of it. So you see, if we're talking about a tablecloth here, then you don't need a maisa. So then again, it's a kasha and Rabbi Yosef. And the chura here, the ganef's machshava helps. Why? If you tell me now Yish doesn't help, so why does the Ganav's Machshav help? It's not his. Elama Rava, Rava said like this, Ha Milsa Kasha Bar Rabba La Rabbi Yosef, this question Rabba asked to Rabbi Yosef, Esrin V'tartin Shonen, you hear? 22 years he had this Kasha. This was a Kasha that Rabba had against Rabbi Yosef. How could you, Rabbi Yosef, say there's no Kinyan Yish by Gezel? Here I see clearly there is a Kinyan Yish. V'lo Yifrakot, he never answered. The Yosef Rabbi Yosef Reish Pirkot, so Rabbi Yosef sat in front of the again Rashiva like, and he said like this, he answered, Shinu Hashem, Kishinu Maisadam, here it's different. Since now you're calling a tablecloth, you're giving it a new name, that's called Shinu Hashem, it's Kishinu Maisadami. Now, Shinu Maisa, what's the reason why Shinu Maisa helps by Gezel, my timer? Hosami Koreitza Mashtekelem, it's not Kain Gozel. You sold wood, and now you made it into a chair. So it's not Kain Gozel. That's why you're Kana. So I'll tell you, Shinu Hashem, Nami. The same thing with Shinu Hashem. Mikora Korole Mashke. Before it was called a piece of skin. Fahashta Avarzin. And now it's called a tablecloth. So since the Maisa has a new name to it, so the Shinu Hashem is enough to make a kinyan from it. For the Gemara by Ray Morish, either the case of a Morish, there's a Morish, there's a board. It's a Kaira. Now, a board, a beam. The Ikra Shinu Hashem is a Shinu the name. The Mikora Kishur, before it was called a beam. Va'ashta Tilula, if you put it into the roof like, now it's called part of the roof. Utsnam, we learned like this. Al Hamorish Agozul, if somebody stole the beam from somebody else. A piece of wood. Shevonu, he built it into his beer in his house. So Lachar is now, Shenoitul Domov. You only have to, when you want to return it, Al Gzela, you don't have to take it out of your roof, but you could just give back the money for it. Mevnei Takonis Hashavim. There's a new Takon here, in order to make it easy for Ghana to do tshuva. Because if the Lach would be, you have to take it out of your roof, it'll be very hard for the Ghana to do tshuva. It's hard to break down your roof. So to make it easy for him, we said just pay the money. But our corporate is mashma clearly. Time, what's the reason why you have to pay back money? Mishum Takonis Hashavim.